Hi everyone. We might be a little on the small side today because I know there's a event happening which is taking several people from the GBP network, BZG network. And that's why neither Martina nor Felix can make it today. So we don't have a competent convener, so you'll have to accept my attempts instead. I'll just give it another minute to see if anybody else joins, and then we'll make a start. Okay, well, especially since Margaret, you need to leave, we may as well make a start. So if I just share my screen. And I don't have anything to report on the product council since I wasn't at the meeting, but the minutes are linked here. Where the main topic for today is looking at the document that I posted around recording perpetual access details, and we'll get into that in a moment. Thank you for all of those who have already commented, and feel free to add to that or to just raise points during the discussion if you haven't had a chance to comment on that yet. And before we go into that, I'll just do a quick update on development to say we're in sprint 230, and we're halfway, or we've started that sprint at the start this week. So, essentially, most of the work we're doing is continuation of the GoKB search integration and the acquisition units. We're pretty much at the end of that work. And it is bug fixing really at this stage, but there are still some issues, and unfortunately we've identified an issue with the way acquisition units apply to agreement lines that we need to fix. So acquisition units are set at the agreement level, so the intention is that they work very much like in orders. You set the acquisition unit at the order level, and then all the order lines are controlled in the same way. So if you can't edit the order, if the acquisition unit restricts editing and you're not a member of it, then you can't edit the order lines on that order. And what we realized is that in the implementation for agreement and agreement lines, it was working in your it stopped you editing the agreement line, but it did not stop you adding an agreement line to the agreement, even if you didn't have edit rights on the agreement. So you were able to create a new agreement line as that was part of an agreement that you shouldn't be able to edit, if that makes sense. So we're having to look at how to fix that. That work is underway. So you can see the work as it stands on Folio Snapshot. And you would generally, if you tried it, I think mostly you'd find it worked exactly how you would expect. But yeah, that particular instance, there are some actually related things like deletion of agreement lines as well. You can end up, I think, in a situation where you can delete an agreement line even though you can't edit the agreement. But I think that would be more unusual because it requires you to have edit right deletion rights on the agreement, but not edit rights on the agreement. So the issue there being that if you grant deletion rights on the agreement but not edit rights, the agreement line inherits that deletion right, so you're allowed to delete the agreement line. Whereas we really want to regard deletion of an agreement line as an edit to the agreement, if that makes sense. And so while the action you're taking is a deletion, the thing you're doing to the agreement is an edit. So we have to work out how we're going to make that work. Because at the moment, if you protect deletion on the agreement, it protects deletion on the agreement. All right, sorry, if you protect edit on the agreement, if you allow deletion on the agreement, you allow deletion on the agreement line. And it should more work that if you allow deletion on the agreement, you allow deletion. You don't allow deletion on the agreement line if you allow edit on the agreement, and you have the right to delete agreement lines. You should be then able to delete the agreement lines because they belong to the agreement. You can edit. I hope that makes some kind of sense. You can probably tell from my explanation why we got why it's a complex thing to get right. Yeah, it's about making sure we regard the changes to the agreement lines as edits on the agreement. So protecting edit on the agreement would stop you doing that kind of change, like adding and removing agreement lines from the agreement. So that's where we are with that's most of the work. There are quite a few pieces of kind of admin in the development at the moment. There are various things that we've been asked to fix in terms of just some changes in underlying kind of structures from stripes and stuff. So we're putting those in place, and we are also fixing a long-standing issue with agreements and licenses, and in fact some other modules, which cause problems for at the system level of running the module, which from the user perspective would result in a module crash. So if you've ever been in a situation where agreements or licenses or has crashed, we've identified a quite deep level issue that can cause that we need to fix. It may be that you're not particularly aware of that as users, but the people running the systems will be very aware of having to restart the modules when they crash. We have a piece of work where we're trying to test that as thoroughly as we can, because obviously we want to make sure that as we release a fix for that, we get that right, and that fix would be really would be backported as well, as far as we are able to do so, because it does affect earlier versions. We are pretty confident that a backport to Sunflower will not be a problem. We need to look at the practicalities of backporting to Ramsons, which we think can happen, but we're not 100% sure at the moment. So that's also some work that won't change functionality, but obviously will change reliability, which is clearly important. And if you're not noticing those issues at the moment, it's down to your hosting provider doing a great job and making sure the modules are stood back up as soon as they crash. Or it may be that you're just lucky and you're not encountering that. Not all systems will see that on a regular basis. It's not completely broken, but it can happen under certain conditions. So we do know that several systems have seen that. Okay, I think that's it in terms of development update. Any questions people have about any of that? Great. In which case, let's dive into the main topic, which is the perpetual access topic. So we looked at this a few weeks ago. I think, well, actually back in August now. And Jill and I took away an action to look at some designs after that discussion. It wasn't the first time we discussed it. It was raised in an implementer topic this time. But it's come up quite a few times before. And we did discuss last time that one of the challenges is finding the right level of complexity for any changes we make here. That is avoiding a situation where we get into that the changes required are too complex or have implications that we keep wanting to kind of think through even more. And so nothing happens, which is where we've kind of been, I think, versus doing enough that we're not actually, I think, Sarah, you raised last time we talked about this, you said it's not the simple stuff that you need help with. And that point about we need to make it good enough that it solves some of the harder problems, not just like a very surface level, which is what we have at the moment, basically, is that the existing functionality is too simplistic to be useful in most cases and doesn't do anything you couldn't really manage through other means. So the aim here is to come up with some middle ground. The proposal that we have here is not necessarily a finalized proposal at all. The point is to promote discussion and look at these questions. However, Jill and I worked on this, and we do think it's a reasonable approach. So it's not that we've just thrown anything out there to see what sticks. I did go back through all of the discussions and documents that I could find that where we've talked about this previously over like a 6-year period, at least. So I might not have caught everything, of course, but it was an attempt. So the basic idea is that we have we extend the current is perpetual property. So that was kind of the base request last time. Last time we talked, that's where this thing came from, and we talked a bit about the values last time. And so we're suggesting that we extend that, not that we make it tenant editable, so you wouldn't be able to just add more and more things to the is perpetual list, but we would extend it, and then we would complement that with both the ability to record a mechanism, which I think we probably want to discuss in a bit more detail today. But that might be PCA, it might be EBA or DDA or something else. And then with repeatable conditions. So the conditions would be, we talked about last time, I think that there were different conditions, and I think the request that was the user sorry the implementer topic raised a specific example, and I can't remember what that example was now, but it's not it. It's somewhere else. This one. Thumbs up. That was last time. Where's the most recent one? Can't find it now. Well, I don't know where that's gone. Never mind. The point is that the we know that there can be conditions, so that might be. That there's, I think the example we give here is like things like that there's an access fee or platform fee required, that gives access to subscribed years, that there's, I mean, in this example we put a usage trigger, but maybe I think there's a question about what things should live in each drop down I've mentioned, and. If we were to take this approach, but this would be repeatable. So obviously, you might both have an access fee, and it might be that subscribed years are covered or whatever. And the both the it the high level is perpetual mechanism would have a note with them, and each condition could have a note. And the intention would be my that we could. Do this at the agreement level and repeat at the agreement line level. So that would be firstly extending the existing functionality agreement level and then adding the same functionality, so the is perpetual flag mechanism and conditions, if that was how we agreed to take it forward, to the each agreement line as well, because that was one of the pieces of feedback that obviously we know that not all resources in an agreement might be covered by the same things. I mean, in truth, it could be that even if the agreement line represents a package, it could be that even within that there's more differentiation. So a single package, not all content might be covered by the same conditions, I guess. But at the moment we're talking about at the agreement and the agreement line level, but both are within scope of what we're proposing here. So I then have a series of questions about different aspects. I start off with just asking for initial comments, concerns, or questions. I see Sarah. Appreciate the that you this is looking good to you. Location, I think we've covered whether it's at the agreement, the intention would be to have this at the agreement and agreement line level.
I guess I meant with the, on the screen, like, is
Yeah.
it, would it expand the area where the perpetual thing is now, or, and like on the agreement line, where on the screen would it be, would it be at the bottom? Would it be, that's what I meant by location. No.
Okay,
Okay. Yeah.
and do you have? I mean, I would guess that. I mean, do you have views? Like I don't think we've not talked about that yet. Jill and I didn't discuss it. The thing that kind of makes most sense to me immediately is to have a new accordion for perpetual access, but on both the agreement and agreement line. but I really don't have any strong views about it. It's just that given if we were to take this approach, it feels like there's enough information there to deserve its own accordion. But I can be persuaded otherwise, I think. Do you have a view?
So yeah, I always have a view, right? Ha ha. So I think accordion, right? There's so much that can go in here that an accordion is definitely warranted. I guess though, still the placement of the accordion, I know that sounds weird, but I do find that having mock-ups of where the accordion might live and then when it's expanded, what it looks like would be helpful. And I only say that because I did go in and I looked at the screen, right? And then I was trying to visualize it, like, oh, if it's there, how, and then there's all this information, like basically where it is now, the perpetual, versus like if it's under my period accordion section or that little section, if now I suddenly have all this information. Or, and that's at the agreement level, not the agreement line level, right? So there's a difference there. And then I've always feel like there's a big difference between whether I'm in edit mode and I'm looking at things, or if I'm at this in this mode and looking at the previous one where I'm just looking, you know, if I have view access and I only see it here, it can feel really, really different depending on where it is. So that's the only reason why I mentioned it like that and brought it up, that I guess I'm a
I
very
mean, I think.
visual person and I was really trying to visualize it and having difficulty imagining the space that it could take up in those two different locations and which one would be better. And I think it needs a wider discussion, not just my opinion.
I think that point is taken. I mean, I think that there is definitely. I mean, I think the challenge with that discussion is that we may end up not just discussing the location of that, but perhaps I can see any accordion, like you can see this is a an agreement. I mean, probably the only thing that's maybe slightly unusual about the data here is that I've got two alternative names. But apart from that, it's a pretty simple agreement, and you can see at least on my screen that that pushes everything else off the screen. And I think that it does seem to me that there's a discussion to have here about whether we need to rethink this more broadly, because I could say, well, we'll put it, it doesn't really matter where we put it in these accordions. I mean, it would definitely, I think, go above before come before notes, because that definitely seems like it should be the last thing. My instinct was be like the license, and it kind of belongs with the license and business terms, but like not in the same accordion. But if I was kind of logically grouping this stuff together, it kind of relates to that a little bit. I mean, I think there's an argument that some of this is just license terms, but I think it's probably I don't, yeah, that's not I decided when I was thinking about this that that was probably not a fruitful route to go down, because it requires you implement licenses in full, and this is a very specific piece of information that I think is really important at the agreement level. So but I think no matter where we put it in this list, it actually never displays on the screen straight away. And that goes, which is obviously true of the rest of it. So, yeah, okay, but let's put a pin in that right now. But I've made that note, that we need some mock-ups for that.
Can
Thank
I
you.
just add one quick thing?
Yeah, sure.
So or two things. I really appreciate you not building it into licenses. I really want it in this. This is great. Could something fancy like at the very top where it now has is perpetual, if it kind of like your thing where you're saying if it's none or no or unknown, then everything just stays like that. But if it's anything but those two, then it shows here And then you click on something and it flips you down to an accordion that's just much further down. Because it would be nice to see it up here, like that basic thing to know to go look, if you
So
see
it's
what I
definitely
mean.
not a problem to display it here, no matter what else we do. So even if we had this, so we could have the is perpetual value here, and keep that there. I'm not sure about the clickable, just off the top of my head, Jill. Do you know if we have any anchors that can we make a value clickable and it to scroll down to the right p place in the page? I don't know if that's possible off the top of my head.
I don't think I've seen any anchors used as yet, at least, but something we could certainly, think about.
Okay, thanks, Sarah. So okay, you describe a specific case here, which I think is probably worth, might be worth looking at. But let's, I'm not gonna dwell on it right now. What we might want to do, I think, is to take some of these examples and perhaps some gather more examples and go back to I did look at previous examples we'd gathered and check that we're happy they could be represented. And I think this is something that's really useful that Robert is Robert on the call? Don't think he is. At least I don't see them. But I think this is something really useful that Robert's done here is to think through what that might look like for them. And I think this is exactly the type of thing I was imagining in this case. That you would, yeah, exactly this, that the mechanism would be post-cancellation, PCA. The perpetuity condition would be something like subscribed years. And I get that why he's got su subscribed years and select titles here because it doesn't cover everything. And then a list. And I think that condition could be, I think that in your example above, like Sarah, I think it's rather than. Or there are some examples where either it's more specific than subscribed years. I think Science Direct definitely always had a case where it was subscribed years or back to a certain date, whichever was later or earlier or something like that, you know, where like there was a cutoff basically. Even if you'd subscribed, you couldn't get the archive. Basically, that was it was which I think is what you're saying here is like they wanted to sell you the archive separately. I say maybe slightly cynically, but essentially they had an archive product you could buy, but so your subscribed years only took you back to whenever the archive cutoff was, for example. I'm not 100% sure, but I do remember in the UK there was some specific cases around Science Direct because of a national deal which had existed for a certain amount of time in the past. And I could also see the condition being something like I think there's an example in the UK at least where you actually get more than the subscribed years. You get kind of just a, you get a, back to a date which may be just to avoid everybody having to track what their subscribed years were, which is a pain for both the institutions and the publisher, I should think. But anyway, this is exactly the kind of thing, and I think that it would be good for us to draw up more examples like the one Robert has done here. So I think that that's something I would like to do before we move forward with anything here. Okay. So something Robert says here is the commissary is the core titles model. The combination of selections is unique enough that I could save a filter if I wanted this kind of list regularly. Is there a more direct way of designing a UI options to capture this use case? And is it common enough to bother trying? So I guess I'm not sure what, well, I guess Robert is saying, should it be slightly more like this feels like three levels to record a common model, I guess is what he's saying here. Is like, do others feel that way? Is there like that this is maybe over complex for some scenarios, but would require, would require you to kind of do something a bit complex to record something that ultimately you would feel it was very simple?
Well, I'm not sure I understand your question exactly, but as to what I was thinking Robert was also meaning was there's no, and I think I referenced this below somewhere too, like, will this accordion then, for example, have a filter mechanism, search filter mechanism, kind of like, supplemental properties and supplemental documents, so that I can go
Right.
in and I can do all the different conditions. So I can then go through and do all my combinations to only get my unique, for example, his unique case now, right, of subscribed years, comma, select titles. And I would be able to bring all those up. If that's possible, then it doesn't really matter, right? Because I can always find what
Okay.
I need. But
Yeah, you
as long as I don't have to fill, if as long as it's not required that I fill out every single term after they become available, fields become available to me, I think that's fine too. If I don't want to, if I only want to do mechanism, down to mechanism and not perpetual condition for whatever reason, I should be able to save that and just leave it that
Yeah.
way. So then that would also mean I need to be able to filter on that value is null, just to mention
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, and one of Okay, so yeah, I agree about the point. I think I agree about the filters, and I did mention this to Jill as we were talking about it. We didn't mock up filters at this point, but one of my slight concerns about doing like this approach is that it does make the filtering options more complex or sophisticated, whichever way we want to say that. But yes, so obviously as soon as you have these multiple conditions, and obviously those multiple conditions could apply in different scenario in the with is perpetual, different values of is perpetual and mechanism, you end up with quite a, well, it's obviously an extremely large number of possible combinations that you can have on any particular agreement. And so the filtering does become like, I guess, for example, like the question about how often would you want to be able to filter by the conditions, or how often would you need to be able to filter by conditions versus the mechanism, I guess would be something that we could talk about, because the is perpetual and the mechanism are essentially straightforward filters. You could, you know, they're basically a list of values, and you could have a filter, you know, very much like this kind of filter here, where you could select one or more of the values and find all of those. As you say, as soon as you get into the conditions, the repeatable conditions, you're definitely more in this kind of combining values with and or and having to and having a more complex this kind of thing. So makes quite that would be more. So that's a kind of filter that you might need. So yeah, I definitely get that. And we need to look at those filtering options. I think, like, as a as an approach, as you say, the existing kind of supplementary values and documents filters give us a pointer of how we could do that. We have a UI approach. And I don't see why that wouldn't work. I think it's good for us to remember, as you've pointed out, the need for null filters or not populated, as that's sometimes been missed in the past and would need doing. My concern about that is only that, you know, in terms of how much work this is, like obviously the more adding more complex sets of filters is a little bit more work than adding simple filters. So it just makes this a bit of a bigger piece of work, which, and we don't want that to get to the point where we end up not doing it because we can't find the resource to get it all done. But I think it's I think we obviously this feedback is basically that this is worth doing to make it usable. So that's good. Okay, does anybody who hasn't had a chance to leave comments in this document want to raise any kind of general questions or comments before we look at some of the detailed ones or start to look at some of the detailed ones? And for those of you on the call who haven't had a chance to comment here yet, I know I that maybe for some of you, doing these immediate comments in English might be more challenging. Do feel free to add your comments into this document. I'll keep this document under review, so feel free to come back after the meeting and add comments to the document. Let's have a look at some of the detail. So first of all, the list of is perpetual values. So I've said in this proposal that we don't intend to make this extendable by tenants. And the reason, so why would we not make it extendable by tenants? Is a fair question. And the answer is that if we make it extendable by tenants, which we could do, then we would never be able to build any further on this functionality because we would not know what values were being used. So if later there was a request that Well, in fact, there's a discussion further down. Question about like, should if you record, let's say, yes, mixed here, should that automatically change then rely on the agreement line being the place where data is recorded, for example, or if it's no, should that trigger some functionality like, for instance, not allowing other things to be edited? So, which is what we've proposed here. If we don't have control over that list, then we can't do those things because we don't know what values you might put in those lists and what it might mean. So if you have several different values of no perpetual access, you know, we wouldn't know what they were, so we wouldn't be able to tell the difference between yes and no at that point. So by keeping that list as not extendable by the tenant, it means that in the software we can make assumptions based on that list. But the flip side of that is, of course, you know, we want to get that list right. So the so that's why I've asked these questions here about, is this the right list of values? Because obviously we can change that over time. There's no problem with that being added to over time, but it would take essentially a software update for that to happen if we're if the if this is controlled in the software. So do people, so there are a couple of specific comments below from Sarah, which we can talk about, but generally, so here we have the list is no, yes, yes all, yes mixed, unknown. Do people have any immediately that spring to mind that they think are missing from this list?
Yes, hi, Owen. Maybe we should add yes after information phase for chosen titles.
Yes.
It's from the scenario Robert described further above. Yeah, or EBS, for example. If you have a time span, you can go to every title, and they are not perpetual, not yet. But after this period, they are so.
Okay, so I think, so you think yes.
Yes, after information phase or some certain period, I don't know, after acquisition for chosen titles. You have 1,000 titles, they are not perpetual. After 1 year, you buy 20, and they are perpetual.
Yeah.
But isn't that more a
So
mechanism?
It is connected to the mechanism. I'm not sure. I really but how would you describe an EBS in that mechanism? If you say no in the first time span, I'm not sure I have understand.
Yeah.
Understood.
No, I'm trying to think it through. I mean, this reminds me too, I didn't think of this. So there's also where you get it's different, but in a way similar in that it's a you have perpetual access if enough people sign licenses for something. So like we have this for with ebooks. So we
Exactly.
it like if we sign up for the current year and it's a new thing and enough people also join in, other institutions, then we get a certain backfile perpetual access basically tossed in, or I don't even know how to describe it. But yeah, it's there are these, yeah, maybe yes, maybe. I don't know. Just a joke.
Well,
First, I thought
I mean
not
that
yet, but not yet is not good.
So I think that the issue here is that there are two aspects. Like what I think you're describing is conditions. And I think I would expect that in this model to in this proposal to be handled as a condition. So you would have a condition like requires community subscription or like I don't know the example that you were given Sarah requires a certain number of subscriptions or the example of like only delayed you could have a condition which is delayed access or after information period whatever we call it and that could be a condition
So how
but
about in my, so Heiko, what do you think? Yes, if condition met, and then that would be applicable very broadly. And then we would have to look to the condition to know what the condition is.
yes, fine. So that if you see the agreement, you can see, it's not yet perpetual, but after this, okay.
Okay, so that makes more sense to me, Sarah, because yeah, what I was going to get say is exactly this, that the problem here is that essentially you're saying that at a point in time, the answer to do we have perpetual access might be no, because that condition has not yet been met. But there is the potential that there will be perpetual access in the future because a condition can be met. I mean, there is also, I guess, like there's a bit of a question in my mind about whether actually the perpetual access is perpetual. So whether that's what we currently call it, and we've kept with that. We could change the name, but it's whether that a yes there is saying, yes, we have perpetual access to some materials in this agreement, or yes, this agreement can provide perpetual access to materials. And the differentiation I'm making there is like if you had that, I mean, if you have an EBA, no, sorry, a PDA model, right? On day one, you won't have perpetual access to anything. But as soon as a perpetual access, a purchase is triggered by patron use, you do have perpetual access. And I don't think we want to be fiddling with that this value on that basis, right? I think in that case, if I said yes mixed here, I would mean essentially, yes, and from zero up, zero materials upwards. Versus, and so in some ways, at the start of the agreement, it represents the potential that you expect to realize by the end of the agreement. But I like, I'm happy with yes if condition met. Although, the problem with yes if condition met is that it conflicts with yes mixed, right? So then you've got a question about if you record yes if condition met here, does that mean if the condition is met, you get access to everything? Or if you if the condition is met, you get access to some things. And therefore, you've lost clarity and meaning unless you then have yes all if condition met or yes mixed if condition met, which means then you've ended up with a lot of values in this list, which kind of feels overly complex to me. Well, not complex, but it feels like the list is getting a bit long at that point. And has options that you might not always want to choose between, I guess. Okay, well, I think that maybe again, if we were to look at some more examples here, then we could see if we were happy with a representation that either using this additional value or not.
Yes,
But
sure, Rob.
I am a bit concerned that you end up with, you need yes all if condition met, yes mixed if condition met, yes all, yes mixed. And that feels like, I feel like the condition ought to be able to say that anyway, but I have a thing. Yeah, I think I understand.
Then don't
Maybe
use
we.
yes. Maybe we don't use yes. Maybe we say maybe if condition met. If you and maybe
No, but
mixed
that's
is
the same. That's
met
the
and
same
mixed is
issue.
the same wrong word. Better maybe to say not for all or something rather than mixed. I don't
But
know.
it's the
Like I
same
think.
issue. It's the same issue, right? That it doesn't really matter what we put in here. As soon as we have this idea that we're documenting in this list both the scope of the perpetual access in terms of materials and the something relating to the conditions covering perpetual access, then we end up having to have multiple value, multiple options for those combinations, and you have a combination problem, which is that even if we have maybe here, then you still have the question about but is that all? You could still know whether that was all or mixed, right? So, and then once the condition is met, do you change it?
But I think it's not that bad. If I see maybe, if condition met, I am aware and I know, oh, okay, it can be gone. And I can inform the patron, okay, it's not perpetual, maybe, but maybe it is. I have to look.
I think I would prefer to have. I need to think about this. I feel like another like a checkbox or something to say conditional might be. I mean, the thing is that it's all conditional, right? Like there could always be that there are always conditions.
Yeah, you
So
have to see the condition best next.
like even if the condition is just you pay an annual access fee, right? You will lose access if you don't pay that access fee.
You're
So
overthinking it, Owen. You're overthinking it. For us, it's more about we just need a flag right at the top that right away lets us know there's something really, this is an oddball. You could call it maybe oddball. I don't know. Like it's more again just a top level flag. Like yes, all, yes, not all. Maybe if condition met. Like I think we in our brains will know that those are the what those three things kind of mean roughly for us, and what we have to then accordingly look for and investigate more deeply if we see that. Like if we see yes, not all, we know, oh, it's that we have 10 agreement lines and five of them have perpetual access and five of them don't. It's a mixed bag, this agreement. Whereas if I see maybe if condition met, I realize, oh, there's something really funky going on here. And it's one of these things where I have to wait or I have to make sure that 10 other institutions have also signed on, that I can keep the back file. Like it's just a flag.
I think I would be happier if we were to have the mechanism and the note displayed up the top here, so you can use all of those to express that. So you can put it in the note, basically, rather than start have it have a have an other, basically an other in this list, which is with is what we're su suggesting here, really. And I don't I'm not convinced, but I'll give it some thought and I'll talk it through with Jill. But I wonder if it's necessary because you've got the note where you could express exactly that. And as long as we have that at the top of the view, so you can see that immediately when you look at the agreement, I think that would be job done.
Okay, Owen, how would you note that if in an example for EBA, when you have 1 year all titles and then only the titles you choose, you buy? What would you write in the note? If it is not clear, I can try to write it down in the document.
I would appreciate you writing it in the
Okay,
document.
okay.
I do understand
Yeah, I should.
I understand
I'll.
the scenario. It's so I don't know what's happened there. So this is where in the first year you get access to everything, and then the second year you just get access to the things you've bought. But I think that you would have to update the perpetual access stuff at that point, right? So you would need to,
Oh, okay.
because it would have gone from yes, mixed to yes, all, right?
Okay, I see.
You could do it in a different way. I mean, there are multiple ways of doing it. The other way would be to represent it if depending on what history of the agreement you want to keep, you could decide that the first year of the agreement is an agreement that lasts 1 year, and the second year of the agreement is a new agreement, which is your perpetual access agreement. I don't think there'd be any need to, honestly. Yeah, I think I would just suggest at that point you need to update the is perpetual information, right? Because it's gone from mixed to all, and it's gone, and actually the conditionals, the actually it's, well, I suppose it's, I don't know. I write it down. I will have a look at it. I think it is worth us exploring that, and it's exactly that kind of thing that we need to look at in more detail. Okay, I mean, I really enjoyed this discussion actually. Really appreciate. I don't think we're there yet. I do want to take a think about these issues that you've raised, and we have more options to go through. That we haven't had a chance to discuss yet. I see Jason and Sarah have left comments already, which is great. Please do add comments. And we will discuss either our next meeting in December, or I guess the one after that in January if there's other things for the agenda. But at the moment, I would hope we could pick this up again in our next meeting. Jill and I can already start to respond to the feedback we've had in this session as well. So thank you. Keep leaving comments, and we'll see you at the next meeting. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, Owen, for bringing this up. And it was a great discussion. And I think that it shows exactly how, my perpetual thing of saying I need help with the difficult things, right? This is difficult. It is complicated. There are so many variations. And so having the discussion is really, really valuable. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Have a good day, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.